My horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So fare thee well, darling, I'm going away. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, she warbles as she flies, and she never gets lonesome till the fourth day of July.
Multi-instrumentalist Harvey Reed here at the Saturday Light Brigade, the Cuckoo. And congratulations again, if you knew, we were looking for William Wordsworth. The answer to this morning's Hysteriddle puzzle.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage's production, Witness for the Prosecution, takes place at the New Hazlett Theater on Pittsburgh's North Side from May 3rd through 12th as part of Prime Stage's 17th season of Courage and Discovery. More details are available at primestage.com.
SLB Radio Summer Camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center for week-long camps include podcasting, two different sessions of that, audio journalism, and songwriting, with each camp designed so that students can walk away with original audio projects to share with family, friends, and our listeners. Learn more and register at slbradio.org/summercamps2024. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PC TV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Radio Garden, TuneIn, Streama, and slbradio.org. Allison Brown, along with Tim O'Brien. The tune is called Hummingbird, from the album Fair Weather. Our crossword puzzle of the air is coming up in a moment. Here's hoping you'll spread the word. The Saturday Light Brigade is on the air Saturday mornings at the station you're listening to, or anywhere at slbradio.org, where it's easier to listen than ever using our new website. Simply go to slbradio.org and click on the listening link.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice. Through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives, together we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org.
Sung by Janice Ian, coming up in just a few moments. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's crossword puzzle of the air. This week we're looking for a seven-letter word. The clue is cheerful. Cheerful. The fourth letter is S as in Siamese cat. The seventh letter is E as in elephant. Again, the clue is cheerful. Seven letters in our answer. The fourth letter is S as in Siamese cat. The seventh letter is E as in elephant. 412-200-5975. Join us on the radio. Kids, adults, everybody in between. We'd love to hear from you and can get to you very quickly if you call 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. By the way, look for Ricky and me at the Empty Bowls dinner tomorrow, April 7th. Benefiting Just Harvest and Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. We'll be at Road of Shalom Congregation tomorrow, which is the site for the Empty Bowls dinner, between 1 o'clock and about 7 o'clock. As the day rolls on, we hope to see you there. Once again, the clue is cheerful. Seven letters in the answer. The fourth letter is S, is in Siamese cat, and the seventh letter is E, as in elephant. Good luck with this morning's crossword puzzle of the air.
See these lines on my face, they're a map of where I've been. And the deeper they are traced, the deeper life has settled in. How do we survive? Could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year. I'm still standing here. See these marks on my skin, they are the lyric of my life. Every story I begin just means another ends in sight. Only lovers understand. Skin just covers who I am. And I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year. I'm still standing here. See these to see these scars, hieroglyphs that tell the tale. You can read them in the dark through your fingertips like braille. And I would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I plan to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here.
I am open and I am willing for to be a hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. There is a
that is the artist known as Mouths of Babes here at the Saturday Light Brigade with a song written by Holly Near called I Am Willing. Janice Ian, I'm Still Standing. Before that, from The Light at the End of the Line, her most recent CD. We have exactly one correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. And that's from our Tionesta couple, Kathy and Jack. Did you come up with it? Maybe and just haven't called? The clue is cheerful. There are seven letters in the answer. I'm going to give you another letter in a moment. I told you that the seventh letter is S, as in Siamese cat. I'm sorry, the fourth letter is S, as in Siamese cat. The seventh letter is E, as in elephant. And let's give you another letter. The fifth letter is O, as in orangutan. So we have blank, blank, blank. S is in Siamese cat. O, as in orangutan. Blank, and then E, as in elephant. Does that help? Again, seven letters. The clue is cheerful. The fourth letter is S. The fifth letter is O. And the last letter, the seventh letter, is E. I'll give you one more if need be, but hopefully that's enough. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck with our crossword puzzle of the air. Correct answer shortly. The clue is cheerful. Maybe this will get you in the mood to answer.
You got an accent. Chew eight the positive, eat limb, bonate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with this in between. You got to spread jaw. Up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith, all pandemonium's liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we got an accent. Chew it positive, eat limb. Mind it the negative and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Johnny Mercer at the Saturday Light Brigade, and we'll have the answer to our crossword puzzle of the air in mere moments. Well, did you come up with the answer we were looking for? The clue is cheerful. The word winsome. W-I-N-S is in Sam. O-M-E. Winsome. And I understand our Interact Live feature through our website is not working for some folks. We're looking into that. So if you sent an answer that way, it's likely I may not have gotten it. So if you came up with it, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, winsome, W-I-N-S-O-M-E, meaning cheerful. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our high clue in about 10 minutes. The last time I saw this person, it's because I was in the new Hazlett Theater. I turned around and there he was sitting right behind me for the Prime Stage Theater High School Drama Awards. It's Lars Bacalik. You know him as a historian, a writer, also as a member of Devilish Mary. And today, he's representing the Battle of Homestead Foundation and an event coming up on April 11th that I think you might enjoy. How are you, Ellie? It's good to have you tuned in.
Well, this is terrific. Yes, yes. That was a great night, the Prime Stage Theater High School Drama Awards, and it's going to happen again next year because there's just a lot of stuff in this town.
Yeah, we are excited about that. Now, you're doing something pretty cool. It's at the Pump House in Homestead, April 11th, which is Thursday, this coming Thursday. And tell us what you'll be up to.
Well, it's from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It is called An Evening of Working Class Poetry and Music. Now, we know that April is National Poetry Month, and the Battle of Homestead likes to celebrate that every year with a program featuring local poets and songwriters. That is mainly because one of our founders back in the early 90s was a poet named Peter Oresic, who was a writing professor at Pitt, CMU, Chatham. He edited two anthologies about poetry and labor. One was called Working Classics, Poems on Industrial Life, and the other was For a Living, The Poetry of Work. Nicholas Coles was a co-editor on both of those, and also Catherine Anderson. So the Battle of Homestead's been around about 30 years, diverse organization of, you know, citizens, workers, educators, historians that use the lessons from the 1892 Battle of Homestead to inform social justice movements in our time and just kind of make that connection between then and now. So what's really interesting in terms of poetry and music is that the actual events of the Homestead strike and battle were, of course, told by the major newspapers of the day. And it was worldwide news. It was basically a workers' revolution. But the reporting just kind of glossed the surface of, you know, the usual who, what, where, how many bodies, you know. So the stories of what was really happening on the ground, so to speak, were being told in poems and songs that the workers and community people were creating during the actual events. It's what we call the people's history. Events are told from the viewpoint of the people involved. And they were making songs, several that have survived, things like Father Was Killed by the Pinkerton Men, or A Fight for Home and Honor in Homestead, PA. There were poems that people made that actually were printed in little local newspapers at the time. Some were just pasted up on brick walls. There was one poem that was 64 lines. It was called Lines on the Homestead Riots. And it was like a big broadsheet you could unfold. You could buy it for like 3 cents a copy. Nobody even knows who made this up. They were all done anonymously. And they were printed on little cards, pasted up in walls, recited and sung, and then as time went by, sadly, they were largely forgotten. So that's the tradition we're going to celebrate April 11th, this coming Thursday at the Pump House. Have a terrific group of performers. Robert Wilicki is a poet whose work has appeared in over 50 journals, and he's kind of gave us the idea for this year's group. Robert Gibb is a Homestead native. He's published 13 full-length poetry collections, including the book last year called Pittsburghese. Jason Irwin is the author of 5 poetry books. Paula Corso has written 7 books of poems and stories. that are all pretty much based on her immigrant grandparents who came to Pittsburgh, worked in the steel mills, and she actually has one book on the city steps, all the city steps here in Pittsburgh. The musicians, Kelsey Jumper, you have heard her sing probably all over town, any idiom you want to hear. She's an actor and a dancer in about every theater group. She's narrated in Pittsburgh Symphony. And Danny Reckonwald is mostly plays acoustic guitar, and he's played with everybody from the Bastard Bearded Irishman, Robert Randolph and the family band, Liz Berlin, Rusted Roots, Donnie Iris, the Clarks. It's going to be a powerful show, and the weather is looking good.
And he's playing with you right now, by the way. This is Danny,
oh my God.
Danny Reckonwald from his album Canyon, playing in the background. Danny's been here on the air with us a number of times. What a great variety. I was going to say hodgepodge. That sounds I mean that in a good way. Because this is the people's movement and the people's event, and it's an evening you can come as you are and enjoy at the Pump House. Learn more about an event that is known the world around, but happened right here in southwestern Pennsylvania. It's an important labor-oriented event, and April 11th is the day, Thursday, at 7 p.m.
Yep. And it's admission free. So, you know, the idea is just come and, you know, help us celebrate this tradition of local poetry by workers. And people are still doing it. That's the great thing. All these poets and the musicians are contemporary. They do this kind of, you know, creativity regularly. This isn't just something they thought up last week. Their whole careers and lives have really been shaped by this. And I know all the incredible poetry that you have from young people throughout the year on the show every Saturday. So many of those poets are following in this tradition of essentially trying to describe the world around them and make connections with other people. And that's again what people are going to see on Thursday night at the Pump House.
Yeah, poetry has never lost its relevance and appeal. And thank you, Ellie. I hope the event goes well, and I'm so glad you were able to join us this morning. Take care.
Oh, perfect. Yes, thanks.
April 11th is the date. The Pump House is the place. And you'll be able to find more information at our website at slbradio.org, slbradio.org. We hope you'll stop by for additional information. And let me get their website for you, which I thought I had right in front of me. But alas, I do not, but I'm going to get it for you. It's probably very simple and one I could have had in my head had I looked before I began to talk. Yes, it is. It's battleofhomestead.org. battleofhomestead.org. Broadcasting live, as you can tell, from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Line, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
That will certify the date of your birth. And the day you die, they sign another, just to prove you've gone back to the earth. And between those two pieces of paper, there is the truth that is so hard to find. And the story of your life is written, but you must read in between the lines. Now when you're young, you think it don't matter if you leave. but those old folks are wiser and sadder from the chances that they took. Now when your chance comes along, you must take it. Just be careful and take your time. And the chances are good you will make it if you can read in between the lines. And when someone tells you they love you and no one has ever loved you more, it is wise to stop and consider how many times they might have said that before. Because when love leaves you crying, then you will surely lose your mind. And you might have known love was lying if you could read in between the lines. How many times they might have said that before. Because when love leaves you crying, then you will surely lose your mind. And you might have known love was lying if you could read in between the lines.
Steve Goodman at the Saturday Light Brigade Between the Lines. Our Interact Live feature appears to be working again. If you sent us a note that way and it didn't come to us, now you know why, but we had a little blip there. Thank you for being along with us today. We have our chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. I'm looking forward to seeing if you're able to solve this morning's puzzle.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Last week's on-air segments featuring the Upstreet Youth Mentorship Program, Quantum Theater's Scenes from an Execution, a preview of the Empty Bowls Dinner, which is tomorrow, by the way. We hope to see you there between 1 and 8 o'clock. Pittsburgh Youth Philharmonic Orchestra Concerto Competition honoree Wesley Duncan. Students from the Wright Pittsburgh Literary Journal Starry False Lily and singer-songwriter Gabriella Salvucci are all now available at slbradio.org/catalog. Quick note, summer camps are open for your registration at SLB Radio. Week-long camps for middle school and high school students. Learn more at slbradio.org/summercamps2024. Now it's time for this morning's High Clue puzzle. Ricky, have you audited the High Clue? She's in the midst of doing it now. And it passes. His contract made him the highest paid movie star in 1916. Once again, his contract made him the highest paid movie star in 1916. 412-200-5900. 7-5. Good luck with our high clue. If you can solve it, here's hoping you'll join us on the radio, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234 or interact live at slbradio.org/radio. Jorma Kaukinen now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Operator, can you help me? Help me if you please. Oh, give me the right area code and the number that I need. My right and left up on a midnight fly, singing like a summer breeze. Steel mill, working in a house of blue lights, riding a getaway bus out of Portland and talking to the night. Don't care where she's gone, I don't care where she's been, as long as she's been doing it right.
Some ladies are foolish, some ladies are gay, some ladies are comely, some live while they may. My lady's a wild flying dove, my lady is wine. She whispers each evening, she's mine, mine, mine. She likes pretty pictures. She loves singing birds. She'll watch them for hours, but I see only her. My lady's a wild flying dove. My lady is wine. She whispers each evening, she's mine, mine. She tells me she's learning how full her cup can be. She asks me to help her, but I know she's teaching me. My lady's a wild flying dove. My lady is wine. She whispers each evening, she's mine, mine, mine. My lady's a wild flying dove. My lady is. She whispers each evening, she's mine, mine, mine.
Tom Paxton, I heard our director of operations, Robert Gray, play that song when he was doing some studio maintenance yesterday, and I was happy to hear it and decided we'd play it this morning. You also heard Jorma Kaukonen and Operator. Here's our high clue again. We have had some correct answers, but also a lot of great guesses. Are you ready? Here it is. His contract made him the highest paid movie star in 1916. And by way of further assistance, perhaps that contract was inked on today's date in 1916 with the Mutual Film Corporation. It paid this actor $675,000 in 1916 per year, making him the highest paid movie star at the time. The correct answer coming up in just a moment. John and Addie in East Deer just got the correct answer. Jim in Blackridge got it, so did John and Carrick. Also a correct answer from Susie in Alexandria and Bill in Homer City. John and Addie initially thought it might be Mary Pickford, not her. Zach in Pittsburgh came up with the correct answer, as did Bruce in Ingram and Jim in Crafton Heights. Russ in Kang, North Carolina came up with the correct answer. Jim in Blackridge also had a guess of Mary Pickford. John in Economy Borough was one of several people guessing Rudolph Valentino. Bob in Freedom also thought it could be him. Kathy in Tyonesta came up with the correct answer. Zach had an earlier guess of Gary Cooper. And that gets us up to date. Tom in McCandless is going to join us on the radio momentarily. Dust Bowl Jack had a guess of Mary Pickford as well. Happy Dog, good morning. He's listening at 90.7 The Orbit in New Concord, and he just came up with the correct answer. Gail in Stanton Heights had a guess of William Hart, not William Hart. And let's find out who it is with Tom, who is in McCandless this morning. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I had a long week, but it's nice to finally have Saturday upon us here.
Right.
Just a busy week.
Well, when you retire, every day will be like Saturday.
Is that what it's like?
Right. Every day is Saturday.
That's not bad. I'll take that. Lillian Gish, just guessed by Mike and Mars. These are some great guesses. You knew who it was, though. You got it almost immediately. Who is it?
Well, I have to give kind of credit. I don't know if you know Stan Kamen.
Oh, yes, quite well.
I have to give credit to him because he put on a number of programs around Pittsburgh involving Charlie Chaplin. And I remember him saying that whatever year it was, that Charlie Chaplin was the highest paid actor.
Ah.
That's how I remembered that. But 1916 seemed on the early side, but that's the only one I could think of.
No, you've got it. It is Charlie Chaplin, and our notes have today as the day when he was 26 on April 6th, 1916, and he signed a movie contract worth $675,000 a year, making him the highest paid star at the time. Just an incredible star. And I'm glad you mentioned Dan Kamen, because he is really probably the world's expert on Charlie Chaplin right here from Pittsburgh.
Well, I know him and Tom Roberts, they'll put on programs where they'll show a Charlie Chaplin movie and then Tom Roberts will play the background music to it.
Yeah, Tom will do it live. Sir Charles Spencer Charlie Chaplin. And there, a song from Dan Kamen's collection here.
They're absolutely dotting, there's no doubt. And nicely when the family,
it's called They All Do the Charlie Chaplin Walk.
They all do the Charlie Chaplin Walk. The Charlie Chaplin Walk is all the talk. From London town to far New York, everybody's doing it.
Even though he was a millionaire after signing this contract, he continued to live out of a modest hotel room and kept his studio checks in a trunk uncashed for months, according to the source we have here.
You know, you mentioned the Charlie Chaplin walk, and I was reading some book in it where a lot of people would imitate Charlie Chaplin. And there was some famous actor, now the name escapes me, but he got his start by imitating Charlie Chaplin.
Hmm.
This was like in the 1920s. And he was a relatively famous actor, now I can't remember, or singer or something, and I can't remember his name.
Interesting. I don't know. Maybe somebody else will know who that is. I could see it, though. He was incredibly successful, so he would be a role model, just like people. Rudy Valley would be imitated by a lot of people. I'm reading some notes, and where is it? He once. These are just some facts about Charlie Chaplin. This says he was once in a Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest. He entered himself, and he came in third.
That would be like Elvis coming in the fifth in an Elvis look-alike contest.
Right.
Or an Abraham Lincoln look-alike contest. I was going to say something else. No, I can't. Oh, I know. But Charlie Chaplin got banned or deported from the United States.
Oh, yes, he did. I don't know why. Probably.
Well, it has something to do with communist leanings or something like that. And I can't remember if it was in the 50s, you know, when they had the McCarthy hearings, if it was before that. But I know he got he couldn't come into the United States anymore.
I could see that. I was going to do this. I'm glad Gail from Stanton Heights just wrote that if you take that $675,000 and adjust it for today, it's $19,761,000+. So that's
pretty. Was
that
for 1 year or was that for a multi-year contract?
Per year.
Well, that's pretty good. That's even better than some of the, I guess, football players or baseball players get.
And Susie answers your question. Yeah, I think it is, too. She thinks Buster Keaton is the actor you're thinking of.
Maybe it was Buster Keaton.
And that it sounds right that it would be Buster Keaton who imitated Charlie Chaplin. A charge of... To you, again, of forgetting it. Man.
How about $20 million? No luck on that?
No, we don't have, it may be Monopoly dollars, or but we don't have that. I wish we did. It would be nice to be able to offer you that, but
okay.
Alas. Thank you, Tom. And congratulations. If you were able to come up with Charlie Chaplin... Congratulations if you came up with Charlie Chaplin, the answer to our high clue. Nice to have so many folks participating, including your participation this morning. Right now, it's time for us to welcome Ryan Bridges. Ryan is from the Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh organization, an organization we love, and they have a working cats program, which I think is an incredibly great idea. How are you, Ryan?
Well, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you for joining us today. Tell us about these working cats and how this program works.
Okay. Humane Animal Rescue's Working Cat Program comes into play in life-saving program to help cats who are struggling in the shelter and are often not social enough to live indoors as pets. Our program started with placements of two cats in November of 2019 and has grown into a workforce of nearly 200 cats and different jobs and placements in our region.
Incredible. And when you think about what cats are really good at, if you have a house cat, you likely know this already. Cats can easily find mice and other rodents. It's quite easy for cats to detect all sorts of things. So if you have a barn or a farm, it might be the perfect place, a business, to have a cat working. You can take care of the cat, but a little less like a pet, since these particular cats are more interested in working than living a life of luxury, they get a chance to work and to also have an environment that's much healthier than a shelter for their own mental health, right, and physical health.
Exactly, yeah.
What a great idea. Years ago, I was in a very modern electronics manufacturer. The facility was in Cleveland, Ohio. They were in an old building, and they had cats that lived in the building, and they were there to help spot bugs and also mice. And they did a great job. They were really considered important parts of the facility there.
Yeah, they really do help out with rodent control, and some of them turn into nice little pets once in a while, but not too often. But they're really good at rodent control and keeping little bugs away, and sometimes other cats away as well, because there's cats living there at their territory. So.
Now, how can somebody who's listening apply to house a cat and make the determination that a working cat might be a good match?
They can visit our website, humaneanimalrescue.org, and search for working cats. And there's a whole page that gives them information on working cats, and then there's an application at the bottom. Or they can come into the shelter at the East End address, and I'll be able to help them there.
Excellent. And I don't know if people might be might know of a cat they want to bring in for this program. I imagine most of these cats might be adoptions that didn't go so well, or maybe even feral cats. But I suspect there's no shortage of cats that you would like to place. Is that correct?
Well, it goes through waves. It depends on the time of year. Like, the amount of working cats we have in place in the wintertime is much significantly lower than the cats we place through the spring, summer, and fall. So it just really depends on the time of year. Right now, we have more applicants than we do cats, but eventually it'll flip-flop, and then we'll be able to have, usually it's about one application comes in and then there's two cats. And then by the time the next application comes in, there's two more cats to go with them. So it's not like too often that we're waiting for cats to come in, but during the wintertime, it's usually the slow period.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're able to do this program, Ryan. And can you mention the website address again in the event people want to know more?
Yes, it's humaneanimalrescue.org.
Thank you so much for being with us. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think you guys covered things.
Excellent. Ryan, thanks so much, and best wishes with the program.
You guys too. Have a great day.
That's Ryan Bridges from Humane Animal Rescue. What a good idea. It's the kind of idea you wonder, why didn't anybody think of this years ago, a working cats program? Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips.
crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll always find a bag around. Be in a bar, a picnic, even a baseball ground. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, oh, drip, drip, drip. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Bang, bang, bang. I want a bag of crunchy, crunchy potato chips. Crunch, crunchy, crunchy. I crunch, crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips. Crunchy, 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 crunchy. Don't bring me no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll find a bag around. I could be even in a bar, a picnic, a baseball ground. It doesn't matter. Oh, those potato, potato chips. Potato, potato, a chippy chippo. Crunch, crunch, don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
Slim Galliard and his Baker's
One,
Dozen.
Two, three, seven.
Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and coming up, the Sound Hound is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Get ready, he's about to be released.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Just a minute, Sound Hound. I need to